Anne Mulligan, born 1966. Headed A&R department at Island Records for 2 years, left to co-found indie label Distressed Records with Harvard classmate Saul Byron. So you own Distressed Records?
I sold out my interest due to emotional difficulties.
What emotional difficulties?
I was too emotional. Read on.
Okay, active on the hip-hop scene in New York in the early 90s, the pair were responsible for discovering numerous breakthrough artists. Won 2 Grammys as producer, lives in New York with wife, music journalist Miriam Hart, and their daughter. What happened to the Grammys?
I pawned them.
Pawned them? How much did you get for them?
$125 for the both of them, which got me nice and wasted one weekend a couple months ago.
Were you drunk when you heard my song?
Absolutely, babe. That's when the magic happens.
What magic?
I hear things.
Hear things?
Arrangements. You need to be drunk for that sort of thing.
Well, you must have been drunk tonight because nobody else heard anything.
Nah, your song's good. It's you. Standing up there like a tomboy. And I don't mean to be offensive, but don't you think that looks a little passé?
Really?
Seriously. We get you a look and a killer video, and you go straight to the top. I'm thinking Norah Jones, singer-songwriter thing at a piano, or the Cardigans. Back in the day when they first came to America, maybe even Deborah Harry. A male band behind you. What? You find that amusing?
No, I'm sorry. Something went down the wrong way. What? Sorry? No, you were saying me with a cardigan on, Norah Jones?
Hey, babe, who the fuck do you think you are? What, are you going to stand up on a stage with a beat-up guitar and you think you're the new Carole fucking King?
No, I just think that an A&R man telling an artist how they should dress or come across is total bullshit. People don't want that. They want authenticity.
Okay, babe. Authenticity. Give me a name of one artist that you think passes your authenticity test.
Dylan.
Dylan. That is the most cultivated artist you could have thought of. Look at his hair, his sunglasses. He changes his look every decade.
Randy Newman.
I fucking love Randy Newman, okay? You got me on that. Listen to me. I am not saying that you can't be a real bona fide motherfucker in this business. But you gotta do whatever it takes and get people in to see your shows where the music could start to do its real work.
Oh my God. Even talking about, you can't sign me and I don't want to be signed.
That's right, what's not to like? Come on, let's get out of here. Ah, shit, you're gonna have to get these beers though.